Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so the good news is that Ian's been downgraded to a tropical storm.
Yes.
The bad news is that Florida has now become, parts of it anyway, one with the ocean.
Yeah.
Essentially. Have you seen the video of the shark swimming in the streets of Fort Myers?
No, that I haven't missed yet. That,
oh,
are you sure
cool.
That's true?
No,
sure?
It absolutely is.
That's not another
true.
Sharknado trailer, is it? Now?
Well, no, people are referring to Sharknado. It's funny. But okay. But yeah, the shark, and you can very clearly see it in the video, is foundering. It was actually reported by a local television news weather station. So, yeah, it looks like it got washed in and then the water receded a little bit. You can even see it looks like a hammerhead.
Good
but
this sounds like another "Hey, y'all, watch this" moment.
Oh yeah,
just waiting to happen.
Absolutely. So, and then we're waiting to see what the fallout is for us around here, as all that goes down. Meanwhile, speaking of fallout, it's going to be interesting. Fitz News reporting, and they have a funny way of not only getting stuff right, but getting stuff right way ahead of the rest of South Carolina media. So we'll see. And we don't know yet because it hasn't been confirmed. U.S. Congressman William Timmons from this area is on the cusp of an ethics investigation. The U.S. House of Representatives Ethics Committee. And what they are reporting, I don't know if it's true. What they are reporting is that the affair that he on this show did not deny with socialite Paula Dyer is the subject of the investigation, not because he had the affair, but because he may have misused taxpayer funds in pursuing the extramarital affair. This isn't the sort of thing where he just pays a fine and moves on. They're also reporting a partial exodus of people working in his office. We actually took a tour with Timmons when Charlie and I did, when we were in D.C., and there are still quite a few enthusiastic people working in his office. I met them, and they're big defenders of Timmons. So the idea that the entire staff is fleeing is just not true. I mean, I saw that for myself. So that's where it is. Fitz News reports that his advisors, say when they call the office, they don't know of any looming ethics scandal. And they've downplayed the recent staff departures. There's been three of them. Now, having worked in a congressional office myself, I can tell you staff departures are not unusual. They're young people. There's a lot of churn. A lot of people use, working on legislation as a way to get jobs at lobbying firms that pay a whole lot more. So coming in and going out is not unusual. But that's kind of where we are with this. Timmons was, Lee, the other night. I was there at the 4th District Republican meeting. He spoke. Everything seemed fine. So that's where we are. But that's all very interesting that is going on. And again, we don't know if it's the House of Representatives an ethics scandal. That would be the Democrat-led ethics committee. Whether the Republicans, if they win the House, are going to want to pursue this, I have no idea if it's even going on. So that's what we know right now. That's what they're saying. But we don't have confirmation. So I've given you all the if ands or buts about that. Meanwhile, watched Henry McMaster, our governor, speak. We took the kids to that so they could see the governor live. And I got to say, okay, I don't know. I mean, the governor was practically Biden-esque in the way that he was speaking. I don't know if he really thinks that he and Ron DeSantis took the same path through COVID. If he forgot what he did during COVID. But he is up there slamming other governors who shut down their states as being in violation of the Constitution and championing how he followed the Constitution. And I'm here to say, Governor, you didn't.
Yeah.
And we covered that extensively. We covered the businesses you destroyed with your shutdown. So, did he shut down California or New York style? No.
No.
No, but he did not.
But limit capacity at all kinds of businesses and institutions, and limited the business activities of all kinds of businesses.
Dramatically.
Yes.
And he did that using capacity limits.
Right.
And, we did a ton of reporting on this station. I mean, even talking to panicked restaurant owners who were coming on and saying, listen, I've got single moms who make money waiting tables, and they can't go to work because McMaster is blocking them from doing so. And he was trying to figure out, how deep into his own pockets could he dig at risk of losing his restaurant to just pay these waiters and waitresses outright. And he said he was, prioritizing the single moms because they have mouths to feed. And, for McMaster to stand up there and pretend none of that happened as dishonestly as he did earlier this week, I can't give him a pass on that. I can't. We beat the left up when they lie here. I beat them up mercilessly. But I want to be fair. And the governor is deep into the process of completely rewriting his history on it. Governor, if you want to be honest about it, one thing you could say on the campaign trail, instead of lying to people, because you're going to get hardcore busted. That's coming. I mean, the mainstream media is going to come for you. You are lying. What I would say, Lee, if I were him, was that we took a cautious path. We did partial shutdowns, but we did not do the destructive things that blue states did. Once we felt good about COVID, then we reopened. That would be an honest way to put it, Governor. It's not going to cost you anything. But telling this lie on the campaign trail is not going to help you. You've got a Democrat opponent. They are going to come for you and bust you. It's just not smart. So, I know when I say things on this station, it gets right back to people. I know his staff listens, or they will. They will hear about it. So just, advise the governor to dial it back a little. We're not stupid. Right now I'm doing this at 6:12, which is when people won't hear it. If the governor continues to lie, I will begin doing it in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
I can say, Lee, I hate a lie. I don't like to be gaslit. I don't like it. I don't want it from our side. I don't want it from the left.
I got to admit, and this is a little editorializing on their campaigning, the campaign TV commercial that's out there now. They have McMaster talking about Washington this and Washington that. I get that, but then make the connection between your Democrat opponent, Cunningham, who was in Washington.
Right.
And they don't do that. And it makes it sound like it's like, dude, you're running for governor. You're not running for Congress. You're not running for Senate. You're not running for the White House. You're running for governor. Make the connection. I mean, toward the end of the commercial, it sort of implies that. But I would make the connection with Democrat policies, with Joe Cunningham as a failed Democrat candidate who has only served one term in Congress and then was, ousted by Nancy Mace. Make the connection. And the commercial does not do that, because if you're talking, you're not having to talk to those who show up for the Republican primaries. They know. They know McMaster well.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them like him. Many of them vote for him anyway, despite what they know about him, and may have some disagreements with him on some issues, such as the COVID policy that you're talking about here. But you've got to make the connection between those failed Democrat policies and a failed Democrat candidate, Joe Cunningham, who's running for office. Maybe they think that, we don't want to give him any further name recognition. Maybe that's what their consultants are telling him. But make the connection on your ad between failed Democrat policies and a failed Democrat candidate that's running for you against you as governor. And make sure you get those, middle of the road voters and maybe some, right leaning Democrats.
And don't come into the upstate and gaslight us.
But I mean, he's going
to. Don't make me correct you. I don't want to. I don't want Cunningham as a governor.
No.
I mean, I have to vote
all.
For McMaster because of that. But I don't appreciate being lied to. And I don't appreciate when I take my children to see the governor, because that would be pretty cool, having to explain to them that the governor just lied to them. Because I'm not going to let him gaslight my kids either. But it was, it was so in your face. It wasn't one comment. He went on and on and on about how he was one of the ones who didn't lock down and he followed the Constitution. I'm sorry, Governor, that didn't happen.
I
covered it from this very chair.
The ongoing renewal of those emergency actions was even called into question by the state legislature.
It was. And you know, again, I just wouldn't bring it up. I think people have moved beyond it. I'm not talking about it anymore. When you bring it back up and you lie when you do it, it's a problem. Just, you know what, Governor, just stop it. If I was your campaign, you know, strategist, I'd say just stop talking about it. You're lying. It doesn't help you. And again, if it comes up, if somebody asks about it, I would rehearse with him multiple times. Hey, we did not do New York or California style full shutdowns. Good for the governor on that one. But we were optimistically cautious in the beginning. Yes, we did limit restaurants and other spaces because we didn't know at the time, you know, all the details of COVID. But then when I figured it out, I opened back up. Oh. I mean, because you know what he's aiming to bring up back up? I mean, the guy put the limits on the restaurants, then went to Washington, D.C., speaking of Washington, D.C., and stood shoulder to shoulder with no masks, violating his own space capacity that caused businesses right here in the upstate to go broke and go out of business and shut down. And to pretend none of that happened is just, it's galling. So, look, Governor, nobody's even talking about this anymore. You need to stop talking about it. I hate a lie. I can't stand it. Just don't do it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't compare this to Biden, though, because Biden has no clue as to what he's doing, and they have to go back and correct things.
But I would, though. Let me tell you why. Well, because he's said it multiple times, I'm starting to wonder, does he believe it?
It's a strategy.
Does he believe what he's saying?
This is what political consultants are getting him to say.
Well, they
McMaster
need to stop.
I agree. I think that's where the problem is. That's where the problem is, because it makes him look bad to those of us who pay attention to everything. McMaster's a very smart guy. He's still on top of things. You know, he may not be a Mensa candidate, But McMaster's a smart guy. He's a very smart politician, and he has been in South Carolina politics for decades, both for good and for bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not suggesting he's not smart, Lee, but what I'm saying is this is gaslighting at a Biden level, where you repeat the same lie over and over to the point where I start to think, do you think that's true? Is that how you remember it?
No, I just think he's staying on script.
You think? Well, they need to change the script.
I completely agree with you there. It's an unforced error,
and the Democrats are going to take you to the woodshed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a story about him lying about this. And there's no need to lie about it. There's a lot of good things he did he could talk about.
Right, exactly. Will that change the outcome in November?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And look, I don't want to have to do this. We went to go enjoy a speech by the governor. I wanted my kids to see the governor. We thought it would be cool. I'm sitting there twitching. Like, stop this.
Yeah,
come on, stop this. You know, I mean, you're lying to your own people. Stop it. So that's my warning at 6:17 when no one will hear it. I'm going to start doing it in the 8 o'clock if you don't shut the governor up. Just get him talking. He's done a lot of good things. Talk about that. He should have talked more about the tax stuff they've done, and he only briefly touched on that. I don't understand his stump speech, but y'all need to fix it, okay?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes about Henry McMaster, who has confused himself, our governor, with Ron DeSantis, apparently, and is now running around telling people that he followed the Constitution and never shut down during COVID. I'm sorry, that was not the case. Just a little advice to his campaign. Look, I'm being friendly here. Listen, I know y'all will get all bent out of shape. He's never come on the show. Not once. We've invited him multiple times, told him we would clear the schedule. I would come in, you know, on a weekend at midnight to interview him if that was convenient for the governor's schedule. He will not appear here. So I'm just going to offer you a little bit of advice. I could be doing this at 8:05 when we're at peak listenership. I'm not. And I'm telling you, you're going to get the governor in trouble. We don't need Joe Cunningham as the governor. Okay. We don't. And the media's going to take you all to the woodshed for lying like you are. You cannot run around and say you didn't shut down because you did. Now you didn't do it California style or New York style. Like, I get that. I'm gonna give you credit for that. That was good. You didn't go that far, but you went pretty far. I mean, I had restaurant owners on day after day on this show trying to figure out how to keep the single moms who work for them as waitresses employed because you shut their restaurants down. Did you shut them down completely? No, but you did. You know you did, Governor. Don't lie to us. And I don't even bring this up. I mean, if I was your campaign manager, we wouldn't address it unless somebody asked. And he's not taking questions, so this is an unforced error. And what you're going to end up with is a commercial running by the Cunningham campaign or some PAC with you lying to your own people, and they're going to stay home. We don't need to lose the governorship to a Democrat, okay? I don't think we're seriously in danger of that, but we can sure it up by just stopping. There's no need to tell lies like that. Texter writes, McMaster even shut down the lakes. Yes, he did. I can distinctly remember driving with my family to go to Sassafras Mountain, because we like to go hike around and do things like that. And McMaster had closed it, and we were turned away at the gate. And now that doesn't do economic damage because it's free. Great spot, by the way, to take your family if you're looking for a nice weekend trip in the fall. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. It's the highest point in the state of South Carolina, and it is worth the drive. Some great hiking around there, too, if you want to do that. Or you can just literally drive right up to the top of the mountain, which is, often my speed on the weekends when I'm worn out. So, but don't lie to me, Governor. Don't do it. It's just unseemly. It's silly. We know you're not Ron DeSantis, okay? Don't pretend to be. I wish Ron DeSantis was my governor. He's not. Just talk about what you've done. You've done a lot of stuff. You've done a lot of good things. Just talk about that. Texter writes, McMaster should talk in his campaign ads about the 300 companies looking to move or expand to South Carolina. I agree with you and Lee. The ads need to change. Another texter writes, he shut down a lot more than restaurants. Just about the only businesses that he allowed to fully operate as usual were liquor stores and drug dealers. Well, yeah, that and then the big box stores. And local guys got crushed. Texter writes, Terry, he didn't fight to keep us from the vaccine mandate also. Yes, I know. Joe Biden was taking jobs. He took thousands of people's jobs here in the upstate. Could have been tens of thousands statewide. I mean, just extrapolating. We'll never know the real numbers. And McMaster would not protect us from that. Refused to. Texter writes, Tara, if the governor won't come on your show, it's because you are a real truth teller. In my opinion, we deserve better. Yeah. Texter writes, Texter writes, modern advertising drives me crazy in the trend of telling us some unknown person's name so we feel more comfortable with them and relate to them. It's just ridiculous. I know that is not what you're doing. I'm not sure I understand that one. Texter writes, not to mention hair salons, cost my wife a fortune. Yeah, I know. Those women a lot of women who cut hair are single moms. They're trying to find ways to work, you know, and be home with the kids at the same time they're cutting hair during the day or tried to under McMaster. I mean, I can remember the McMaster haircut watch. If he wasn't going to let them cut hair, then he darn well better grow his out. He better not have a haircut. And then trying to figure out why his hair looked cut. And apparently the story was his wife did it. But we did all that. I mean, I lived through that. I talked about that. I pled for those businesses. People had invested their entire lives in them. And he was unmoved. And to pretend none of that happened is offensive to me, God. So look, I'm not trying to take you to the woodshed. I don't want to get into it with you. I don't. This is your warning, okay? We're going to do it in the 6 o'clock hour. This is your warning. But, I mean, I don't want to go full Joe Cunningham. I don't want to help that guy. That guy's a nasty mess. But I'm not letting you come into the upstate and lie to people. There's no need for it. Stop. Okay? You screwed up. You got the beginning of the COVID pandemic wrong. Okay? You were more like blue states than you were like DeSantis. And to pretend you followed the Constitution and to whoop the crowd up about how great a job you did following the Constitution and how you knew the Constitution did not give you the right to shut down the state. Well, darn it, you did. Yeah, you did it with capacity limits. And no, you didn't do it New York style. And no, we never had to have a passport. But still, Governor, come on. Texter writes, where's Jackie? Anybody seen Jackie? Folks, oh my gosh. Joe Biden. I'm going to get into this coming up. And you've probably heard about it now. Jackie Walorski tragically died along with two of her staff members. When I was up there in Washington, one of Timmons' staffers actually was friends with them, was going to the funeral. Super nice people. This is a big deal on the Hill, okay? This was a big news story. It was not the kind of thing you miss. And you know what's interesting about, so they're doing a big hunger forum. She had done a lot of work on that. And as Joe Biden's getting ready to speak, okay? Just to set this up. Oh, boy. All right, I'm not going to be able to play this. We have a total malfunction in our equipment. All right, I'll come back, see if I can fix it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, I've pointed this out to you before. It's hard to tell what's going on here with Joe Biden. If this is a senior moment where he can't keep major news in his head for more than a month, where he forgot that Jackie Walorski died. She's a representative, a congresswoman, a Republican one. He can't remember that she died, and it was pretty major news at the time. She was killed with staffers in a car. Or he just doesn't follow current events. We've pointed this out before. He has made several mistakes where it's jaw-dropping, like, wow, you don't even know the most basic things about what's going on in this country. You are clearly not up on current events, like not doing even the most basic kind of reading you should be doing if you're running the country, just to find out what's going on here so you don't look stupid. This is an unforgivable error. Folks, keep in mind, the media went wild praising Department of Justice members who wore wires to try to secretly record Trump to show he was crazy and we needed to use the 25th Amendment. Okay, this was a major national security risk because he was just nuts. He was off his rocker. And Rod Rosenstein, his number two, who really was the number two at the Department of Injustice, was walking around wearing a wire and leaking all that to the Washington Post. They never did get a recording to show he was nuts. But, I mean, these people were seriously editorializing that Trump should be removed, 25th Amendment. He was crazy. He was going to get us all killed. And then you got this. Where's Jackie? Here's the incredible thing about this. Let me set this up. This was an event on Hunger where he said it, okay? She had worked on that. They had just had a whole tribute film to her right before he stepped on stage. It's celebrating the work that she had done to try to help people out and how tragic it was that she died. And what he took from that is that he should call her up and thank her, like from the podium. It was a major, jaw-dropping mental malfunction. It is exactly what the 25th Amendment was designed for. But we live in the great pretend. We live in the upside down. So we're supposed to just pretend all this is normal. Kind of like denying you're in a recession when you're actually in a recession is normal in this country now. Here's Joe Biden.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Where's Jackie? Where's Jack? Okay, my 10-year-old who's really getting into news and politics and stuff, Crash, who likes to come in here and watch me do the show, he knew this happened. He talked to me about it at the time. He's not the president. He's 10. This was just a big news story. But here's the bizarre part, okay? This is Biden spokesperson Cringe Jean-Pierre in a very cringy segment, okay? And you can hear the media lose it at her at the end of this. Because she comes out and says, oh, what are you talking about? The media asks her, you know, this was a bizarre episode. It was bizarre. And she just lies to them. She gaslights them. Well, I mean, you know, Walorski was just on the top of his mind. What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with that. Denying essentially the whole thing happened. It's Orwellian. Listen.
What happened in the Hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president.
Okay, even the liberal media, who are eager to lie for Biden and do so every day, and look to Cringe Jean-Pierre for, you know, what the lie is they're supposed to tell so they can all get on the same page, even they couldn't take that big of an insult to their intelligence. She didn't answer the question. I mean, the reporter says, I don't know how clear that audio was. Look, he appeared to look around looking for a Congress member who died last month. Like, what part of that did he miss? He's the president. Is he okay? Well, after she tells this lie to the media and gaslights them, she was just on his mind. Yeah, that's not what happened. Chaos erupts because it's too much even for the lying media to take, being lied to like that to their faces. These moments of confusion, she's yelling, this reporter in the background, are happening with increasing frequency. The American people are seeing this. What do you say to that? We just, you know, big pretend. What president? What moments of confusion? What recession? We're not in a recession. Folks, do you realize a poll just came out? 61% of Americans think we're in a recession. You know what it is for Democrats? 38%. And the absolute systemic, to use a word the Democrats like, denial of reality in this country is so it's bizarre. It is increasingly bizarre to watch it on a day-to-day basis. You want to know what's getting even more bizarre? Look, folks, I told you, for their convenience, the Republican leadership has ignored censorship of conservatives because it's convenient for them. They're moderates. Conservatives criticize them. It's win-win. And I said, listen, the censors are going to come for them. They're going to come for everybody else. We are going to get to a point, and we are within a decade of it, if not sooner, where Republicans aren't going to be able to campaign because they will be so thoroughly wiped from the public square. Republicans who are conservative, Republicans who are moderate, that campaigning will cease to be something that you can do. And they cannot see it. We have had some terrifying incidents. I mean, it is getting worse of censorship. And first we had Jacinda Ardern, a true lunatic who runs New Zealand, come out and say that free speech is a weapon of war. And we need mass worldwide censorship. Well, when you hear that from the official from the head of a westernized society, that is not something we've seen in our lifetimes. You know, when I was growing up, that's something you would hear, you know, from China or the USSR. It's scary, especially when the disinformation, what they call disinformation, is actually correct. And it turns out again and again and again, almost without exception, that those who were censored were telling the truth. It's so bad at this point that if somebody or something is being censored or called a conspiracy theory, you could pretty much take it to the bank that it's true. And it's getting bad. Did you see what they just did? I played that amazing speech by Giorgia Meloni, the new prime minister of Italy, where she calls out exactly this phenomenon and says, we are going to have to take out swords to defend the idea that the grass is green and leaves are green. We are going to have to use fire to fight for the idea that 2 + 2 = 4. This is the disreality we live in. It was brilliant. I loved the speech. It gave me chills. Did a whole Battleground podcast on what it meant. The speech is from 2019. That clip was very popular because it's very good. You can see why they liked her. It's been on Google. It's been on YouTube since 2019. They just took it down. Wiped it out because people like it. Wiped it out. Said it violated their community standards. Okay, we are watching the cancellation of heads of state for wrong think, for the crime of winning, for the crime of being believed, for the crime of connecting with people with a message that is not a lie. So Google-owned YouTube just removed the 2019 speech. It was fine up till now. People started sharing it, liking it, thought it was great. Went viral on Twitter. I played it. Now the internet giant claims the video breached its community guidelines. What part? The part where she mocks you all for your lies? That part? You can only tell the right lies? And then did you see this? Gays Against Groomers. Have you followed this? This is an openly gay group. All of its leaders are gay. They are not conservative, not by a long shot. I'm going to play some of the audio here. And they are protesting medical interventions on transgender people who are underage and cannot consent. They are not protesting medical interventions, in particular mastectomies and genital removal, of people over the age of 18. In fact, they have a trans ally group. They're simply asking the question, aren't these kids too young to consent? And saying, please do not do this in our name. You are embarrassing us. We do not support this. They just got deplatformed off Venmo and PayPal. Venmo and PayPal. And you leftists, you toxic trolls, I warned you about this. I said, once they silence us and we can't fight for you anymore, you're going to want to criticize one of your leaders, somebody on the left. You're not going to like something they're doing. You're going to think they're owned by corporations or whatever crazy thing you come up with. And they're going to shut you down. They're not going to stop with us. Well, guess what today is? It's National Coffee Day. Celebration of coffee. My favorite drug. Tried to give it up once. That was dumb. Now it's just too miserable. So National Coffee Day. Yeah, I got to tell you what. I can't drink coffee after about noon or I'll be up all night. I don't know about you. I don't know when you have to stop drinking. But the half-life of coffee, depending on your metabolism, is between 8 and 12 hours. It takes to get all of it out of your system. So once I have to stop drinking it and that good feeling goes away, usually around noon, I look forward for the rest of the day to coffee. It gets me out of bed in the morning because I literally start craving it the night before. I don't know if anybody else out there lives for coffee that way, but it's a big thing in my life. It is. So be sure to celebrate today. All right. Speaking of things we do every day, things you could do on autopilot and not realize you've done, You know what autopilot's like? Do you ever do that? I can remember when I had a stick shift, which I loved. I love stick shifts. Love driving stick. Just love the control you had over the car. I guess I'm dating myself. I would go from home to work and have no recollection ever of shifting. Which is something you have to have some level of sense of the sound of the car to do, right? You have to be tuned in. And yet I wouldn't remember it. It's amazing how there's that part of the brain that can go on autopilot, function perfectly, and you have no recollection of it. It's like you're above yourself. Well, new research shows that the average American will spend just over 10 years of their life on autopilot. It's about 1,400 hours each year, 27 hours a week, almost 4 hours a day. That sounds a little high to me. I think it's 4 hours for me. But it's, you know, it's where your mind goes when you're brushing your teeth. You ever do that? Get one of those Quip toothbrushes and it beeps to remind you to switch sides. Like, okay, you've done your 30 seconds on this side. I love those toothbrushes, by the way. I used to endorse them, and I don't anymore. But the funny thing with the Quip, I'll be brushing and it'll beep, like change sides. And I'll be like, did I do the other side? And I'll take my tongue and go, did it feel dirty? I'm like, damn, I can't remember if I did the other side. Isn't that weird? Like where that goes, it's like a fugue. But anyway, I wouldn't say 4 hours a day for me, but I could see definitely an hour or two, an hour and a half. Anyway, a lot of it is in traffic, and then it's doing menial tasks. Like cooking, heating stuff up, brushing your teeth, taking a shower. Anyway, what does that add up to? Well, the average American will spend just over 10 years of their life on autopilot. It's like, Dad, 10 to 15% of your life, they say. 27 hours a week. I don't know. That sounds high to me. We'll see. And what trips your brain to go into autopilot? Kind of like override, take over, so you could blank out, space out, use your mind for other things, which if you think about it, it is kind of efficient. It's the parts of your routine that don't ever change. The stuck in the rut parts you're just going to always have to do. And about 64% of adults say their daily routine hardly ever changes. Yeah, mine's like that too. All right, so jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Rockstar punched. Sugar-free is better than coffee? Yeah, but they put all kinds of funky stuff in there. Texter writes, Tara, my dad loved coffee so much I threw coffee beans into his casket. Oh, that'll be me, man. Texter writes, love that this is a long segment. I would love more long segments. About the same length it always is. Actually, not good that you think it was long. Anyway, texter writes, may sound scary, but it's happened to me driving on long trips by myself. You'll be driving, then all of a sudden it's like you almost wake up and you're like, wow, I'm 10 miles down the road. I know that is a little scary. And you're thinking, was there anything dangerous I drove through? I don't remember. And finally, texter writes, I'm just going to write in Lee Bright for governor. Well, that's like a vote for Joe Cunningham. There's no good choices. And finally, texter writes, hey, Tara, along with coffee day, today is my 18th anniversary with my beautiful high school sweetheart. In a world full of so many broken relationships, I'm very proud to say we have made it this long. That's fantastic. And it's great that you're happy, too. Congratulations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.